flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is probably one of the more fascinating potential national championships from the Ohio State side of things, because if Justin Fields had won the national championship, if they had beaten Georgia, you go on, as everybody expected, you win the national championship. Oh, sorry, that was C.J. Stroud. His legacy would have been, I mean, twice as what it was, which is already really darn good, but it would have doubled his legacy at Ohio State. Justin Fields, if he had won in 2020, if they had beaten Alabama, you're talking about, I mean, it would probably be solidified as the greatest quarterback performance of all time.
For sure.
Because of their roles in the offense with Will Howard. I think the perception is, get the ball to Jeremiah Smith and don't muck it up.
And unfortunately, that's how people look at him. But they've had this perception of him forever, though. Like, and when he transferred from Kansas State, I mean, he wasn't the number one transfer on the board or anything like that. And it was, like, I saw the money that he's making, because one of the highlights out of this game is the idea that both him and Riley Leonard are both transferred quarterbacks. It's the first national title game with two transfer quarterbacks, and which kind of speaks to the NIL era that we're currently existing and living in. It's probably going to become more of a norm, but it is something that's different about this game and this game in particular. But he wasn't the favorite, and he was never looked at it that way. But the numbers and what he's put up, I mean, Nick, he's been really impressive.
It's so weird, because on one hand, I just look at him and go, he's just a really nice college quarterback. And then you're like, well, he's like 6'4". He's pretty athletic.
He's like Big Ben size.
He's got a really nice arm.
He's really big, and people don't even think about it. That's because he kind of, I said yesterday, he's like a sim character, and that's why I think people don't look at him that way. He's a little dorky, he's a little goofy, and you just don't think about how big he is, but he's massive.
Well, and like, he's got a lot of traits.
Yeah.
So it is there. Like, I don't think in this quarterback class, I don't think it's insane that he would be a top 4-round pick and that he might have a chance to grow into something. And yet I also look at him and I'm going, yeah, I mean, so much of this, you know, when Ohio State has been in trouble, it's been Will Howard making bad decisions. And that, I think, I think without the Michigan loss, I think he'd get a lot more credit. I think that Michigan loss and the two picks.
Well, they took him out of the game in the Michigan game. Like, how do you have such a great quarterback or perceived to be a great quarterback then? And then in that moment, you just take him out. What's interesting to me, though, is that he so I have a million numbers and stats and everything I could throw at you about how great he is from a completion percentage standpoint and how, like, all-time great he is from a completion standpoint, but he also has thrown more interceptions in a season than any Ohio State quarterback. He's got double-digit. Like, it's weird. He has so many great accuracy traits, but then he also is, as you said, wildly reckless at times that you just kind of, like, hit your head and you're like, what a bozo. Like, this guy, he just why did he do that there? And that's what I think stays with him.
I even think the credit thing goes to, I think it's going to be really fascinating to see if Ohio State wins the national championship this year, how they're stacked up against Urban's national championship team and Jim Tressel's. Because I think this team is frustrated Ohio State fans.
Such more of a favorite than you are the 0-2 team.
Yeah. Well, but
from a national title game standpoint is what I mean, not from a likability standpoint. Like the 0-2 team was your double-digit underdogs to Miami. I think it was a 2-touchdown underdog. And this one, you're 8-point favorites, 8.5-point favorites.
But I think that's what, you can make an argument this team is as talented as that team in terms of future NFL prospects or the works. It's one of the most experienced teams. I mean, Tressel and Urban have said it's the most talented Ohio State team ever. And I don't know it's going to, and maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe I'm just thinking back too much to early in the season. I don't know a team in a position to really to be in the national championship game, to be the favorite, to be almost a 10-point favorite. I don't know that those two previous national title teams combined were complained about as much and disliked at points, distrusted by Ohio State fans combined as much as this one team has
been. Well, I mean, think about it. Ohio State and Notre Dame are both playing with an advantage that the 0-2 and the 14 team didn't have. And that's the idea that once the moment Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois, their season should have been done. The moment Ohio State lost to Michigan, their season should have been done. But the new format, it saved both of them.
I do wonder if...
That will ding them long term.
I actually think it's going to go the opposite. The more championships we have... where you've got 12 teams and eventually be 14 teams and eventually 16 teams.
You think we'll respect it more because of the gauntlet you have to go through?
Yeah, I think the way we look at this, oh, you shouldn't have even been there, I think that talking point will have been lost 5 years down the road.
I hope you're right. I don't. What do you think about it right now, though?
I don't think it's valid.
If I was making a defense for the 0-2 team, that's what I would go to.
I just my response would be it doesn't matter. It's different, you know? Who knows if they would have lost that Michigan game? Who knows if they would have lost even the first Oregon? Maybe they attack the season differently if you don't have the wiggle room that I think they knew they had.
I mean, it's weird because, I mean, if you're a Notre Dame fan, for instance, you talk about the 2012 team that lost to Alabama, and you'd be like, well, geez, I mean, that team didn't have a Northern Illinois loss in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different environment.
But I do think there's part of that that's going to stay in 2025. And I think the more we see imperfect teams, is assuming that every year we're talking about, well, we got an 8 seed here and a 3 seed here. I think the more that this happens, the more it's normalized, the less kind of precious people are going to be about it. But okay. I still don't know that this will be as beloved as certainly the 0-2 team, which was, I mean, that had been the first national championship in forever and it was mm-hmm. just such a special season and, you know, special circumstances, and they were a massive underdog to Miami. 216-474-0092. How much credit does Ryan Day get for winning this national championship? We're going to get to that in just a second here. But Tom in Los Angeles, welcome to the show.
You guys are doing exactly what I've been fearing with your last sentence right there. Look, every one of the hosts this week have talked about when Ohio State wins, it's going to be a blowout. You guys all know about the juju and superstition. It's like when there's going to be a field goal made and the announcer says, oh, he hasn't missed in 20 weeks. Boom, the guy misses. You guys are going to ruin it for the Buckeyes. I keep saying it's when, not if. Come on, guys. You know about superstition in the sports world.
Yeah, and it's made up. It's fictitious.
No, it's not made up. It's truly, it's for real. And you ask everybody else that calls it.
Can you give me an instance where, like specific on the national championship level that this has happened?
Did you change out of the socks at one time or something, or what happened?
No, I won the Texas game for us.
You did. All right, tell me how, Tom. I'm interested. I want to know how.
Here we go. When I was at the Rose Bowl for Oregon, everything I wore that day, I didn't wash. I wore the exact same underwear. Sweater, jeans, shoes. Didn't touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on. I was standing the same exact way that I stood at the Oregon game.
Okay.
The way I had my
feet. Do you have everything unwashed and set out for this game too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
I haven't touched it.
Because I don't want to put don't put bad juju now, out there, Tom.
Yeah. Do you practice your stance? But I really want to know this.
Yeah,
because,
what stance are you in?
Yeah, because if you haven't done it for 10 days, that layoff could really hurt your stance.
Oh, that's right.
I actually do not warm up, but I make sure I have my stance in right. So it's kind of an open stance, kind of like when you're golfing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have that. I have my arms crossed where my right arm goes underneath my left arm.
Now, right? What if I try this during the game? Will I be co-opting some of your good
will you be offsetting?
Or is it offset? Yeah.
You have to have your own juju.
I count two negatives make a positive.
Right. Okay. And is it too late in the season to find our juju? Because it feels like you've got something that's working for you.
I don't want to throw your juju off.
Yeah. Well, I just want to find my own juju, and I don't know how to find juju.
Should I wear the same underwear that I'm wearing now?
I did. I 3 weeks in a row, I'm not touching anything. But, guys, come on. You have to be honest about this. You know, like Joel Klatt is the biggest Ohio State jinx in the entire world. I don't think the Buckeyes have ever won a game when he's announcing it.
He's announced a million games.
I actually think I figured this out, Tom. Should I guarantee a Notre Dame win because Ohio State to win?
Yeah, that would do it.
All right.
That'll do it.
You know, right, Tom, there. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed this Ohio State run. They're not doing it. Marcus Freeman, that guy's a real coach.
Riley Leonard is basically Josh Allen.
I've said Riley Leonard is this generation's John Elway, and I'll say right now,
I mean, the comps are there.
13-point win by Notre Dame. Lock it in. I've said lock it in. I've said the
guys.
Words.
Jeter, their kicker, might as well be Derek Jeter. Yep. He's outstanding. Talk about clutch. He always comes through.
Gentlemen, congratulations. This is good news. I will call you guys on Tuesday, and we'll talk about how you guys made it happen.
All right, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
I would like that national championship ring.
I won't change my underwear either, Tom.
Does this mean we get NIL? I think Tom might just not want to clean
change his underwear. I think so, too.
It's okay. You're a grown man. You can do whatever you want.
Shouldn't do that.
Here's the thing. We get part of the NIL, right? I mean, if I've just guaranteed Notre Dame's national championship, and I've jinxed Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Where's my part of the pot here?
I'd talk to Brady Quinn.
Well, no, I don't think Brady
Quinn.
Wrong
NIL. Wrong collective.
And maybe go to Tyvus?
Maybe. You can get it.
I will.
Why are we doing Jeets drops, by the way, for Jeter, their kicker? That's if we're really going to support the Fighting Irish here.
I did not see that call coming today.
No.
Yeah.
No. How could you? That one, I'm not going to say Tom came from the loony bin because that's not nice, but how could you predict that call?
I miss being like that kind of fan, though. You know?
It was not. When you're a kid and you believed in that type of stuff, that is kind of nice.
Rally caps, just anything. Rally caps, rally monkey.
You genuinely got mad at the announcers if they like a no-hitter is being thrown right now. It's like, don't say that.
Yep.
Don't do that type of thing.
Mac?
I mean, I'm superstitious, but that's ridiculous.
Okay, and now you have to define superstitious.
A little stitious.
For instance, during the Cavs championship run, I literally would have to find a spot where I'm watching at home in order to find, if they started to go on a run, then I would just stay in that spot for the rest of the game.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Gray Bar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Gray Bar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like not move once.
No.
Do you, okay.
Why do you think you're impacting anything that's happening so many miles away?
Again, I'm just a superstitious person.
It just works for you.
Yeah, it just works for me.
I can't hate on it. It works for
it works for how I'm watching the game.
I don't think that's an answer, though. I don't, but you, he said like asked like a specific question.
You know what though? It is fun to watch games with people that are superstitious, and you're like, or have a lot of money on a game.
No.
So then they become superstitious.
No,
because then they're
no.
like, I will not move because I got money on this. And this is how I need to see it
if
happen.
If you want,
it's kind of fun because I mean I think about them being cuckoo, but it is kind of fun.
If you want me to leave a situation quickly, inject somebody into the scenario that they've got a lot of money riding on a game, they become the worst people on the planet.
Imagine going to Tom's house and he's like, "This, I just stand in this golf pose for hours on end and will not move because it's my pose." He stands there like he's a statue in the corner. That would be hysterical.
Mac, I need a better defense of this.
Explain why you feel
like superstition leads to, like, do you think it leads to results?
I mean, for me, it just makes the game a little bit more watchable, I guess, for me. Like,
it feels like you got some stake in it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of control that I might have in this, even though I know it does not affect it whatsoever.
Okay.
Listen, we both know it's ridiculous, but I like that people like you exist, Matt.
It was better when Tom, and there was like an abstract guy, and I could picture in my head, and I was like, Tom's just a sweet soul, and he's just a big Ohio State fan, and he led us to a great, you know, 3 or 4 minutes there. But then to see Mac, who's like a really, I know Mac so well that there was like a 3% stock drop in Mac Robinson just now because I gave him a chance. I gave him a chance to defend, like, okay, what's the point of this? And he was like, it just works for me. That's not an answer.
Do your parents get involved in this too, or are you by yourself?
No, just me.
Just you. Okay.
Did they ever? When did you start doing this?
What would my reaction be if my daughter started to do stuff like this?
Common sense, maybe jeering. Come on, you know,
I'm not going to jeer.
How old is she?
Well, I'm just thinking about Mac's parents being like, and this is why he's living with us right now.
Let him have it, Tina. Let him have it.
I'm thinking about Tom's wife.
Did I just guarantee?
Easy now.
Talking downtown.
No, they're just heard us on the phone
Hot
being
damn.
Like,
there ain't no beating this.
Heard us being on the phone like, yeah, he's in that position again. He's just he's in the golf pose cheering on the Buckeyes.
The pose is a little much, though. I will say that.
Oh, that's where we draw the line.
That's where I'm drawing the line.
I don't believe you get to soapbox anybody.
Well, what's
in this
nice
scenario.
About the playoff is that people have been able to build up their superstitions. Now we got weeks on end of people building up their superstitions.
All right, Paul and Westlake, what are your thoughts there on sports superstitions?
You know that quote. You know, I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the office. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would definitely say that's me. You know, I don't bet on Cleveland sports, you know, for that very reason. I did last night, unfortunately, on the Cavs.
So it's your fault.
Paul, yeah, we figured it out.
Yeah, I went to, I remember when the Guardians, but it was the Indians at the time, was on that 27-game win streak. And then I went to the game, and then we lost.
I knew it was your fault.
It was 22.
Yeah. So it's those little things, you know, like you said, you know, there's
people don't care about win streaks, Nick.
Yeah, you know, so I wouldn't go to the Cavs game when we were on our 15-game win streak. So those little things. So, you know, I'm definitely a little stitious, but not to the point where I'm going to not wash my underwear or something crazy like that. But
yeah, that's the craziest
thing.
I do love that there's a line of crazy that people will not cross in their mind.
It's soapboxing.
It's
somebody's
not crazy.
No,
it's not crazy until it's somebody else doing it, like underwear. Then that's crazy.
All right, we got to say Jordan in North Olmsted. We got about 35, 40 seconds here, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, my big question here is we have Ken Carmen, who is guaranteeing an Ohio State win. And we have you, Nick Wilson, now, albeit a little fictitious, I understand. But we have Nick Wilson guaranteeing a Notre Dame win. So now we're really going to see who of the 92-3 hosts has the ultimate power controlling these sports outcomes.
Now, in fairness, mine was to jinx Notre Dame. So I think mine is stronger than Ken's, because I think Ken hopped on the Ohio State bandwagon very late.
Okay. I think I'm probably going to go with you on that one.
Ah, I like that. Okay. I just like winning. Yeah. Jordan, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. 216-474-0092. Have I secured an Ohio State national championship by guaranteeing? Have I jinxed sufficiently? You know, Notre Dame and Notre Dame fans. Notre Dame fans, if you want to get in on this, if you want to ask me to remove my jinx, 216-474-0092, and how this year's NFL playoffs are different from years past on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.